Good afternoon. High pressure continues to build into interior New York and New England, producing plenty of sunshine, a comfortable northwest breeze, and low humidity. The result will be temperatures climbing today to pleasant levels and generally in the upper 70s and lower 80s on average. A ridge of high pressure both at the surface and aloft will continue to build into the region tonight, and with clear skies and light winds, we'll have refreshingly cool air again overnight as temperatures drop back into the upper 40s and lower 50s on average. This will set us up for a beautiful Saturday with high pressure remaining in control. It'll be a bit warmer with plenty of sunshine and low humidity. Readings will be in the lower 80s. The humidity will start to creep back in just a bit on Sunday, still though plenty of sunshine and warm temperatures with highs reaching into the middle 80s. A frontal system will begin to make an approach from the middle of the country early next week, still dry on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds and a southwesterly wind flow developing, pushing up the humidity a bit more. And with a few clouds, temperatures will reach back into the mid 80s. It'll be dry for a while on Tuesday, then with a closer approach of the front, a shower or thunderstorm is possible by the end of the day, staying in the lower 80s, and a better chance of showers and thunderstorms as that front moves through on Tuesday night into the day on Wednesday. With extensive clouds and some showers on Wednesday, highs will remain around 80 degrees. Behind this system, cooler air will flow in once again by Thursday of next week, with highs staying in the middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy rains and tropical storm force winds continue to affect the windward side of the Big Island of Hawaii and Maui today, with wind gusts of over 50 miles per hour reported over the Kulau Mountains. Swells generated by a zelle will continue to build today, possibly becoming damaging along some coastlines. The threat of coastal flooding and property damage will be greatest on windward Big Island. Tropical storm conditions are occurring on the Big Island in Maui and will continue through the night. Tropical storm conditions are expected on Oahu and Kauai later today. Some power lines will be knocked down by falling trees, resulting in scattered power outages. Many large branches of trees will be snapped and a few trees will be uprooted. A flash flood watch is in effect for the entire area. Watches will continue through the evening and overnight hours as rainfall totals of 5 to 8 inches will be common, with isolated maximum amounts to 12 inches that are expected along the track of a zelle. These rains could cause life-threatening flash floods as well as rock and mudslides. Swells generated by the storm are very large and damaging mainly along the east and south-facing shores of the Big Island. This damaging surf will diminish later today. Currently, a zelle is located about 40 miles south of Hilo, Hawaii, and moving toward the west at 11 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are 60 miles per hour with higher gusts. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 36 at Belmont, Arizona, and Kamult in Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast this afternoon, in New York City, sunny in the lower to mid-80s, Boston, partly cloudy with scattered showers or thunderstorms in near 80 degrees, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61, the record high, 95, set in 1983, and the record low, 46, in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 5:54 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:07 p.m., 14 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight, with areas of fog and lows in the mid 40s to around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs around 80. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, with highs in the lower 80s today, clear and cool tonight, with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, Mostly sunny today with highs right around 80. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the lower 80s, mostly sunny Sunday in the mid-80s, a mix of sun and clouds on Monday in the mid-80s, a late-day thunderstorm possible on Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny in the middle 80s, lower 80s on Wednesday with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms, and back into the mid-70s with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.